From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a high-level meeting about the Middle East. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said he will meet with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Germany this week, then with Palestinian leader Mahmoud Abbas.
Later this week, I will meet with Prime Minister Netanyahu because he will be in Germany and I'm coming through at that moment. We will meet there. And then I will go to the region, and I will meet with President Abbas, and I will meet with King Abdullah and others.
That meeting will come amid more than 2 weeks of violence in Israel. 10 Israelis were wounded, and one Israeli soldier was killed Sunday after two gunmen opened fire at a bus station in the southern Israeli city of Beersheba. One attacker was killed by police. The Pentagon has confirmed a U.S.-led coalition airstrike killed a top militant in northwest Syria this week. The Pentagon says Saudi national Sanafi al-Nasser was killed Thursday. He was described as a member of the so-called Khorasan group and a longtime jihadist who funneled money between donors and various al-Qaeda operations. Iran and the nations and groups involved in nuclear talks have reached a milestone that sets the stage for an eventual lifting of sanctions against Iran. The two sides have dubbed October 18th as Adoption Day, the day when the parties involved began taking steps to carry out the provisions of the agreement. Voting in a long-awaited election for a new parliament opened Sunday in half of Egypt's provinces. The government is trying to complete a roadmap to democracy implemented following the ouster of Mohamed Morsi as president. This is VOA News.